It's a story about two brothers who would share a room whenever they went to their grandmother's house. It was always the tradition that before they jumped into bed, they would kneel down and say their prayers. So they were visiting their grandparents just before Christmas. And when it came time to pray, one of the brothers started to say at the top of his lungs, "Dear God, please have Santa bring me a new bicycle for Christmas." And then he said, "I would love a blue bike with 10 speeds. Please help me have it for Christmas." The other brother then said to him, "Why are you yelling? God's not deaf." The brother says, "I know God's not deaf, but Grandma is." I thought of this story when I read the gospel for today. And actually, whenever I read this gospel, I am struck by the phrase Jesus uses. Jesus says that the Pharisees took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. So Jesus admits that he was not praying to God, even if he started the prayer with the words, "Oh God," which is what he did. Jesus says he didn't speak this prayer to God. He spoke it to himself. The fact that he contrasts this kind of prayer with the prayer of the tax collector says that there is a right way to pray and a wrong way to pray. Oftentimes, people say there's no real wrong way to pray. They haven't read today's gospel. There's a prayer when we are truly speaking to God. And then there's a prayer when we're really just speaking to ourselves. I remember a saying that says that most people consider it a miracle when God does their will. In other words, they pray for something and they got it. God grants it and they call it a miracle. He says the real miracle is when someone does God's will. I mean, it's easy and often we go to God and or pray that he does what we want him to do, that our will be done. It's quite another thing to pray to God asking what he wants us to do, what it is to do his will. And it's important how we approach God, knowing that it is God to whom we are speaking. I think that's why it's important. And the introductory rite of the Mass, before we listen to God's word, we all sit down and we open up the Holy Scriptures and proclaim the words of God. Notice that the first thing you do, we do when we come in here, is we admit that we are sinners, just like the tax collector did. We begin by admitting that we are sinners and we need God's mercy. So we call to mind our sins and say, "Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy." Or we do the "I confess to Almighty God" prayer and then end with that. Now, whether your hearts this morning were actually thinking, "I'm a sinner. I need God's grace. I need God's mercy upon me," just like today's gospel passage, at least our faith instructs us that by following the prayer the way Jesus intended us to pray. So whether we individually believe we need God's mercy, we are people, though, who pray that whenever we come to Mass. And after for God's mercy to be merciful upon us sinners, we pray glory to God in the highest, telling him that we worship him, we thank him, we adore him, and we glorify him. So we're saying that he is God, and we are not. He's the creator, and we are the humble creatures who worship him. So how we pray at Mass teaches us how we should be praying in private. And that's because to say that there is no wrong way to pray possibly isn't that correct. Because Jesus gives us an example today of the wrong way to pray. You know, when I was young, my mother instilled in us that she never wanted to hear that we were fresh to any adults. I don't think we use that word anymore. I don't know they use it, you know, like, you're being fresh right now. If we answered in a sarcastic way, my mother would say, don't be fresh. And that's pretty much gone nowadays, as we hear some way children actually speak to adults, never mind the way they even speak to their parents. She would say that it was ugly. That was the phrase. That's so ugly to see a fresh kid. So while we were still learning and being formed in my family, because we didn't always get that right, obviously forgot that we were and were fresh, her phrase that rings in my ear was, don't talk to me that way. I'm not one of your friends. And do you know who you're talking to? And of course, I didn't have the guts to say that, Mom, it should be to whom you are speaking. Because I think I would have whomed my way all the way back to my room. I knew better than to do that. But that was what she'd say. Do you know who you're talking to? And if you ever watch Judge Judy, you know, she corrects them. That way when they answer like, yep, or yeah, she'd say the answer is yes. Because it's important to realize to whom you are speaking. There's this famous line in the movie Taxi with Robert De Niro. He's in a mirror and he's practicing the line, hey, you talking to me? And it's like you could hear God asking the Pharisee in the gospel, are you talking to me? Or are you talking to yourself? Because as far as Jesus was concerned, he wasn't speaking to his Father at all. Today, the message is clear that God hears the prayers of the humble, the poor, the needy. And oftentimes, our prayer is really like talking to ourselves and not to God, because it could be filled with ourselves and what we want and our wills be done. That there's no room to hear what God's will is, what God wants, and to hear in prayer something even from God. So in coming to Mass, hopefully, it's not just to give you a word that will help you be good this week, or that you didn't just come to Mass because, you know, it kind of makes you feel good when you leave here that you went to Mass. It's all about our feelings. Or that, you know, I only go to Mass when I can get something out of it, and I don't go to Mass if I don't get anything out of it. Because in the end, hopefully it's not about you and what you get. It's about God and what you give. Knowing our place in the universe as creatures of the Almighty Creator, who called us into existence and to whom we owe all worship and all honor. And so if we're intellectually sophisticated, you know, like many people think we're too smart for all of this. If we're intellectually sophisticated, we come to Mass here and we kneel down like the tax collector because we also kneel our minds before the incomprehensible God. And if we're self-sufficient because we can take care of ourselves, you know, we kneel our egos before the great I am. And if we're busy doing things and running things and making things all week long, we come here and we kneel before God, knowing that without Him, we can do nothing, we can run nothing, and we can make nothing happen. That's our place in this world before God. It seems like in today's gospel, Jesus recognized, like the tax collector knew that, but it seems like the Pharisee has yet to learn that, his place before God. So Jesus says there is a right way and a wrong way to pray. So which way is yours?